and welcome back to Astonishing Flashbacks. I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Ash.
All right, today we are doing an episode on Videodrome.
Videodrome.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's all I kept thinking about.
Seriously, the whole time?
Videophone. It's a song.
I figured, actually, since you're singing it.
Videophone.
All right, so this was obviously my pick. Mm-hmm. So what did you think?
Okay.
Of the movie, just like, was it good? Was it bad?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was really.
Was it what you were expecting?
I mean, I'm speechless.
We're doing a podcast, so try not to be speechless.
I'm speechless. I'm out of speech. No, I got that from Seinfeld. No, it was a really good movie. It's nothing like you've ever seen.
So it's written and directed by David, was it Cronenberg? Mm-hmm. Is this your favorite movie of his? Or have you seen any of his other movies?
I have not.
The Fly? The Jeff Goldblum one? Have you seen that?
Oh, he did that?
He did that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that.
Did you like that one? Or?
Yeah, that one's really good.
So,
I didn't know he did that one.
So I have a bunch of notes.
Okay.
Let me see, where do we start? Okay.
From the beginning.
So.
Might be best.
They're public access. So the movie is about this guy named Max, Max Wren. Wren, yes. Who is the president of Channel 83.
Civic TV.
It's a public access television. Now, the name Civic TV and all they show is, like, exploitation shit. It's kind of interesting, don't you think?
It was great. The channel you can take to bed with you.
Yes. I wrote that down. That was their the little slogan.
Yes, it was good.
Well, the thing I want to know, though, is your public access. How do you show this stuff on public television?
Well, I'm sure there's, like, late night.
Well, yeah, I think it's after 10 you're allowed to show a little more.
Yeah.
But they were trying to show, like, softcore porn and violence and...
Well, what they were already showing wasn't video drone. What they were already showing was probably child's play thing.
Well, I'm not even talking about the video drone stuff yet. The first meeting we have with his two partners, because Max has two partners, they're watching things like, oh, I can't get off on this. So they're already talking about that. They're showing things that are risque.
Yeah, but it was very...
That's why I did say softcore.
Sensual.
Yeah, it wasn't porn.
No.
But it's...
It was just nudity.
Still public access.
Yeah, but it was just nudity.
Okay. So did you think the executives were pervs? Oh, this is too tame for me to get off to.
No, I thought that... I actually think that it's a really smart idea to have a channel like this for people to watch things that are not by the by, because that is what America wants to see. So
it
I think
is.
It's actually very smart.
So this movie came out in
83.
We're now in 22. But... what you keep hearing now is, and we've heard it our whole lives, and I found it interesting that they're still talking about this before we were even born. Mm-hmm. But the fact that television is desensitizing people to violence and sex. Do you think that's true? Because this seemed to be like the main point the movie kept harping on.
Yes, but you also have to take it for the time that it came out. It came out in 83 when it was... That's what they believed about television, is that it should be censored because it was this new thing. Everybody just, was getting into television.
In the 80s? TV's been around since the 60s.
Okay, well, not just. But, I mean, it was still fairly new.
Still fairly new, yeah.
I mean, 10 years, 20 years, you still don't know anything about the world when you're 20 years old. So 20 years is not that long. So, I think it was I think it was definitely...
Actually, TV was invented in, like, the 50s, so 30 years.
Okay, fine. Whatever, John. You still don't know shit when you're 30. We don't know shit. We're 30. We don't know anything about life. Nobody does.
Speaking of being in our 30s, Max is 34. He's only a year older than us. He does not only look a year older than us.
Wait, don't say my age. Don't say how old I am.
Fine. He's a year older than me. He does not look like he's our age.
He ain't my age.
Okay, he does not look like he's my age. Sorry, actually he's 22.
Yeah, because back in the 80s when they used to make movies, it used to be more truer to age. Now you watch something where teenagers, they look like they're in their damn 30s.
I'm not even comparing another. That character's 34. He does not look like he could be the same age as us. He looks a lot older.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. That's a young James Wood.
Oh, I would have guessed
he was. He had a six-pack.
Yes, but he's still, his face, he looked like he was late 30s. No, early,
his Ashley. Face is young. First of all, have you seen his films?
Yes.
He is very young and bashful in that movie.
Bashful. Okay, first of all, nothing about this movie is bashful. All
right.
Not a damn thing.
Maybe not. I didn't mean to say bashful.
What movie were you watching?
He's young and dashful.
Dashing?
Dashing. He's not, I mean, he's young.
Okay.
He has a baby face.
I did not think he had a baby face.
Oh, dude, that's all I saw.
When I saw that they said he was 34, I was like, he's not 34.
No, he looks like he's 24. That's what he looked like to me. You are a harsh judge of character. You want to know who looks old when they were young? William Shatner.
Well, yeah, that is true.
That motherfucker looked really old in Star Trek.
Yeah, he did.
So,
he
did. Yeah, you talk about him. Don't talk about my boy James Wood. He looked very young.
Okay, I retract my statement.
Yeah, don't even. That was ridiculous, John. No, it's definitely true to life, though. I think that everybody believes that people learn violence, learn how to become desensitized when they watch action-packed killing. Why do little boys like to fight with nunchucks and swords? Because it's something that they've seen on TV. Why do they like cars crashing and blowing up? Because it's something cool that they see on TV.
But you're also...
Why? I mean, so it is very, very true to life. That's
I don't actually agree with that.
Well, I'm not saying that that is the truth. I'm saying
violence has been around a lot longer than television.
Yes.
And even back in the day, before TV and movies, young boys were like, I want to grow up and be a warrior, and I want to join the military, and I want to go do this.
Yeah.
This shit wasn't started with television.
No, but that's the great thing about television, and they said it on Video John a lot. It is the retina of the real world. it shows you what the world is.
But that's what I'm saying. Art imitates life. The thing they kept saying, the whole point of like, oh, it desensitizes you, is saying that life imitates art. I don't think that some kid who grows up playing Grand Theft Auto, because let's be honest, everyone our age grew up playing Grand Theft Auto. Most of us aren't running around shooting people stealing cars.
Yeah. But in this particular scenario was about torture, mutilation, and violence and sex. Most people don't watch torture, mutilation, and violence and sex.
Dude, you talk about anyone who watches the news is only watching torture, mutilation, violence, and sex.
It doesn't have anything to do with sex on the news.
No, well, we grew up in the 90s.
This is like...
We grew up in the 90s where the biggest news story was, did the president have oral sex with his secretary in the office?
Yeah, but even oral sex is still not... Like this.
Oh, that's true.
This is whips and like burning and cutting and...
Okay, so I want to talk about that because that shit was weird. Okay, so the movie in the beginning, Max, our lead, goes on to this talk show. It's kind of like one of those daytime talk shows they used to have. Do they still have those?
What do you mean, do they still have daytime talk shows? Of course they do!
Wendy Williams is ending this week.
Wendy Williams is not a daytime talk show.
That is.
The View is a daytime talk show.
Okay, yeah, but you know what I meant. Like, Jerry Springer and all that stuff.
That's not a daytime talk show. That's a daytime show.
Those are talk shows, actually.
Yes, where they have guests. But
that's what this thing was on here, was with guests and all that.
No, this is professionals.
Okay, actually, they were guests. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll tell you, they were guests.
It's different. Okay, Jerry Springer did not have professionals all the time on his show. Okay, Jerry Springer had idiot people on his show.
That's why he had such great ratings for like 30 years.
Now, even Maury is still like ignorant people on his show. Like, Oprah, maybe she had a combination of both, but anyways.
Okay, so the guest on the show was Max. Then it was a radio host who did like a self-help radio program called named Nikki. Mm-hmm. And then calling in through video call, which I found interesting in the 80s, was Professor Oblivion.
Dr.
Oblivion.
Professor Doctor.
And so they're talking about exactly this topic, was sex and violence on TV desensitizing people. And during the conversation, Nikki's kind of against it. She's like, yes, it's doing this. It's making things worse. You know, we shouldn't allow this on our airwaves. And then Max goes, we shouldn't have wore that dress. That dress is tantalizing to me.
Which is what I liked because, yeah, she, as a woman, should know what wearing certain outfits or certain clothes, what attention it could bring.
Yeah. And then he just basically stopped the show to ask her out.
Oh, yeah, that was very obnoxious. She's trying to talk, and they're having a separate conversation.
So then the host, to try to save things, then asks Dr. Oblivion a question. And his answer doesn't really respond to what she says.
Okay.
He just starts talking about his name and how pretty soon we'll all have TV names.
Well, but see, you don't... I really wasn't paying attention to that because I was too distracted by him, by Max and Nikki having a side conversation. But once you once you watch the rest of the movie, then you understand why it didn't really answer.
But the timing was crazy spot on.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have noticed it unless you were paying attention.
Yeah.
Because I didn't notice it.
I've seen it before, so that's why
I've seen this movie too, and I didn't even notice it. It's my second time watching it, and I still didn't notice it.
What I find interesting is this was, again, what was I say, 83. And now in 2022, everybody has an online persona. Everybody. He was like, we'll all have TV personas in the future. And while maybe it's not a TV persona, it is, we all have a persona that we project to the world.
It's very telling.
They guessed it. Like,
it's very telling. I'm telling this is a great movie. It's so
40 years ago?
Yeah.
They guessed it 40 years ago.
Yeah. They knew what the world was coming to.
How insane is that?
And that TV would be a retina for the world. That's basically what we do with our smartphones.
Yeah.
We record, post it online, and everybody watches it.
Yeah.
And it's of our world. It's what we're doing. It's what we're eating.
Entertainment has been democratized to such a point where everybody is a content creator. Even if you're not trying to be, you are. You just post something online. That's content for other people to consume.
Which is why I don't post anything. I don't buy into this new...
You're on a podcast that's going to be aired on the internet.
Yeah, which is why this is my last episode. One reason why I did this is because we needed to do this. But you can't see my face, and nobody cares what I'm saying, so...
That is true. No one cares.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
It's
really, really telling, and it's really good, and it's very futuristic. just to kind of watch it now to see how true it is to what's going on in the world right now.
It's crazy. 40 years ago, and they were spot on.
It's pretty, I mean, that's how you know. People in the 80s were better than us now.
I mean, I've always said it.
They were smarter than us.
I've always said that. So him and Nikki, they'd end up hanging out. They go back to his place. Mm-hmm. And the woman who was like, oh, TV and violence is desensitizing people.
First thing she says is, do you have any porn?
Yes, very first thing. And then he goes, no. And then she picks up something. What's this? Oh, that's Videodrome. It's all murder and torture. It's not porn.
It's violence and mutilation and, yeah.
And then her response?
Let's watch it.
Well, first she goes, same thing.
Oh, same thing.
Murder and mutilation and sex are all the same thing.
Wow.
And so they put it on and they start watching it. And then she essentially asks him to cut her.
Mm-hmm.
And then
she says, get out your Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. And then she has what look like fresh cuts.
Yeah. So this hoe had sex a few weeks before, a few days.
Oh, few days. Actually, they looked fresh. They weren't even scabbed.
No, it was maybe a week before.
Oh, I was thinking the night before. That shit still looked fresh.
Oh, God.
It wasn't even scabbed over.
The difference between a man's perspective and a woman's perspective. Oh, she had sex the night before. I'm thinking she had sex at least a week before. You're like, a day.
Actually, they were still fresh.
No, they did look fresh, but sometimes, okay, I would say a few days.
Maybe a few days, but not a week. They weren't scabbed over it.
No. They weren't scabbed yet. But I just figured not everybody scabs as fast as me because their skin isn't healthier as mine.
She had sex on the way there.
So that's why I give her the benefit of the doubt of a week because her skin isn't as regenerating as mine.
Okay, but I'm just looking at the fact that those scars looked fresh.
Yeah. They did look fresh. That hoe had sex the night before. No, let's say a few days before.
Okay, the day before the radio, or 2 days before, we'll say.
And remember, did she have on a scarf when she was recording her radio show? I don't know, but she did have on a scarf or some sort of ascot looking thing during the TV.
So you wouldn't be able to see it.
Mm-hmm. But when she went over there, she had that whole shoulder just bare.
Yeah.
Just bare.
Although he didn't notice it until they were watching it and she asked him to cut.
Well, her hair was also long
in the way. That's
to
true.
Cover it up.
That's true.
So yeah.
So then they have sex.
Do you think he noticed it because he had already seen Videodrome?
That's what I was getting at. Like, do you think, because later on they say that Videodrome is, it's just, the way that Oblivion's daughter explains it is that it's just a sound. And that the video itself isn't Videodrome. It's a tone underneath it. And so whatever the images are will then affect your hallucinations, your psyche. So they were watching something about cutting and all that. She then said it, and then he noticed it. Could that have been his first hallucination? But then he asked her about it, and she said...
No, he didn't ask her about it. He said, because she said, get your Swiss Army knife and cut me. He said, it looks like someone beat me to the punch. Or it looks like someone already did. She didn't acknowledge it
at
all.
No, she did. She said, yeah, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
She talked about another guy, which I was like, okay.
Fucking hoe. Why are you gonna tell him? Just like, oh, really? It does?
I didn't know. To be fair, actually, it's not a fucking hickey. It's a straight cut. Three of them.
It could have been a cat or a dog.
Maybe a cat.
For all we know.
Oh, but she said her friend. She straight told him.
Some people lie to get a reaction and to make you jealous.
So you think she was celibate before they had sex?
I didn't say that. I said she probably wanted to seem more cool and hip.
Oh, okay.
Instead of saying, she's like, she got...
I'm fucking around on you.
So to say, yeah, my cat scratched me.
So then they have the sex scene, where he literally, he cuts her ear, and then he pierces it.
No, he didn't cut it, he poked it.
He poked it.
He pierced it.
While they were fucking.
No, they weren't fucking yet.
No, he did, he had a little blade that he sliced it, and then while he was on top of her, he poked it.
It wasn't a blade. It was still the needle.
No, it was not. There was a blade and then there was a needle. It was two different things.
No, it was one different thing. You don't maybe watch this movie again. I just saw the little needle. The
point is, while you're having sex or right before you have sex, do you want someone to pierce your ear? Is that erotic? Like,
yeah, I was just like, she didn't have her ears pierced already?
Yeah, that too.
Like, and then you have him do it? Like, he's a professional? Girl, them hoes gonna be crooked.
That's your takeaway from it?
I was like, no, I would not.
My point was, like, how is that erotic? Your point is, it's not gonna look right.
It's not. It's not gonna look right. But, yeah, no. I don't see how it's erotic either. Maybe. And then what was nasty is, so he poked it with that needle and then put that needle in his mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, God, talk about STDs. But this is the 80s, so I don't know.
During the height of the AIDS epidemic?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Yeah, that was, and then they, I don't know, they're having sex on his floor, and then next thing you know, they're having sex in that room where the video drone that he watched earlier, it was in that, they were in that room. So obviously I was thinking that was the first of his hallucinations.
That one, yeah, that probably was.
But yeah, but I think that that's why I was confused, because I was like, everything that he sees, did she see it? Did anybody, I mean, she watched the video too.
She did.
So did she see it? Because the video, the people who didn't watch the video, they didn't see it.
No.
So, did she just not care? Or did she just, I don't know.
It's, I'm assuming, confusing. She had to have solved it.
It's kind of confusing. But everybody's psyche is different.
Different, yeah. So you would all interpret it different.
So,
so when we find out that he's getting these video drones because his, like, the engineer at his, at the TV station is pirating different signals from different places. And so they think they're getting it from Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And the engineer's like, oh, I watch it. It's really weird and fucked up.
Yeah.
And so then we find out that they're not really from Malaysia. They're from, was it Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
So they're local. So when,
of the United States, yes, of America.
Of Americana. Let me see. So when he's talking to his, that old lady, older lady.
Oh, yeah. And he's telling her, can you find out more about it? Because she shows him some of, I guess, her ideas. And
yeah, and she's like, trying to convince,
this isn't what I'm looking for. No. And he's like, can you pinpoint the people in charge of this? And then they meet up. She tells him, I can't tell you. You got to be really, really nice to me. When she said that, I was like, what do you mean he has to be nice to you? Is he mean to you? Like,
he offers to take a shower with her.
He's like, all right, you can take a shower with me. And she's like, you're too old.
And then she hits on the waiter,
who looked like he was wearing makeup and looked like a drag queen, king or queen or whatever. Yeah, it was just weird, that part. That part was weird to me. Out of everything, that part was weird.
That, out of everything in this movie, that's the part that you can't get over.
Yeah.
The waiter wearing makeup.
Yeah, because it's like, how are you attracted to him? I mean, I guess this was the 80s, and Prince wore makeup, and Twisted Sister wore makeup. And
oh, that was the era of glam rock.
Yeah, so maybe. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But yeah, so she tells him finally that it's the Professor Dr. Oblivion.
Yes. Was this also when she told him that it's not it's not acting. It's they're snuff films. Oh
yeah, yeah. She said, and it's not acting. They're real.
Yeah, and she's like, don't get involved. And he's like, well, you know, I always play it safe.
Now, why do you think she was so worried about it? Do you think she knew something else?
I think, because he runs a public access television, she's providing content for him. She probably doesn't have a lot of other people who are going to her for content. That's probably her main source of income. Mm-hmm. If something happens to him, and I'm not even talking about, like, death. I'm talking about, like, they put something on the air that then gets them censored or shut down.
He loses his job, and she loses her job.
She loses her source of income.
Right.
I was looking at it as she has something to lose.
Okay.
You didn't look at it that way?
No. I didn't know what way to look at it because I was just so confused.
You were so busy looking at the Raider.
I was just like, why does she want to hide it? Like, why don't she just tell him? Like, what's going on? Like, it just didn't make sense to me. None of it did.
Okay, so
far. Well, no, I mean, it did now that I've watched the whole thing. Yeah. But at that point, I was very confused.
So then we meet the daughter, Oblivion's daughter, mm-hmm. who runs what looks like a homeless shelter out of a church where homeless people are watching television as therapy to try to get them to reconnect with society.
Was it therapy? I just thought they were just being nice and letting them all watch TV.
No, because she says that is to reacquaint them with the rest of the world. Oh,
that's what everybody's going to say, John.
So you didn't think it was therapy? Because I got it. That's what no, she was trying to portray it as.
I just thought it was really nice. I thought that's why everybody was trying to rush into this shelter. We got TVs, guys. We can watch anything.
I took it as what this world turned into. You watch something as a form of education, as a form of therapy, using television for everything. The way that we now in the modern age use the internet for everything.
So to kind of mold these.
Yeah, I took it as that. I mean, because there's definitely a through line throughout this whole movie of television can control people.
Yeah.
Because as we find out about Videodrome, that's what it does.
Yes.
It doesn't just make you have hallucinations, which they say is caused by tumors in your brain, caused by the sound. Mm-hmm. But that it also can be used to control you, to manipulate you.
All they gotta do is make a vagina in your stomach and put a tape in there.
Okay, so that is okay. So he talks to the daughter and he says he wants to talk to the father, Dr. Professor Oblivion. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, he only talks through video cassette, so what form of media do you want me to send you?
Yeah.
And so at home, he's playing with a gun. Like, he's looking at it or whatever. I don't know if he just bought it. If that's what they're trying to imply.
Maybe.
Then his secretary comes and gives him his morning tape, which tells him what he's going to do all day, and then gives him the tape from Dr. Oblivion. Mm-hmm. Which we find out is laced with the Videodrome. Because the daughter thought...
Okay. So...
The daughter tells him because she thought he was sent from Videodrome to kill her. So she essentially drugged him. Because Videodrome gives you cancer. It gives you a tumor in your brain, which causes the hallucinations.
Okay.
So she thought he was there to kill her. So she gave him the tape from her father, which starts out talking about what Videodrome is. And how he was one of the founders and creators of it. And then it turns into Nikki.
But how did she lace it?
She has, because her dad created Videodrome. So all she did was put the tone underneath the tape. Because she says it doesn't matter what's playing on the tape. All that matters is the sound.
And then that's why it came out where he starts trying to make out with the TV.
Yes. Oh, but before this, Nikki decides she's going to Pittsburgh to audition for Videodrome.
Yeah.
To try to be on it. And that happened before we find out that it's real.
Yeah.
So then Nikki's on the TV, Dr. Oblivion's gone, and then...
And before that is when Nikki, again, goes to Max's house to have sex with Max, and is in her bra and panties.
That's when she says she's going to audition.
And puts a cigarette on her boot.
Oh, I forgot about that! And then gives him the cigarette so he could do the same thing on the other boot.
And he's like, no. No, Nikki. No.
But she does it, and then he looks at it. Do you think he did it?
No.
Would you ever in your life...
Let someone burn me with a cigarette? No!
As foreplay.
No!
Why is that a thing?
Not even just to be like, yeah, I can do it. No.
And if you were going to do it to prove you could do it, wouldn't you do, like, your finger?
Yeah. Your,
that's insane.
And I'm going to have that scar for life.
Bitch is crazy. Yeah. Nikki is crazy.
Yeah, shoot. But some guys like that.
Well, he, Max apparently liked it because...
Some guys like that.
When she took over his TV, he just went right into it.
Oh, please, John. You like girls like that, too. We know you do. Get your army Swiss knife and put it to my throat.
So, I think while watching...
Yeah, that's not the subject. You like that. Say it. Say it so the world can know, John. You like that stuff.
Sometimes weird.
You were young. I get it.
Sometimes girls are weird, and sometimes it's kind
of
hot.
And sometimes you're young, and you just go with the flow of things.
Sometimes you do. We all have a past and history. And
it doesn't mean that weird. That's you.
Unless, no, it was very much her.
But unless this is, if it is you, no, and you want to do that again.
I have no desire to ever do that again. But, you know, she was white. White people are crazy. So this is also the part where I think where he puts the gun in his...
in his vagina.
Because he's
stomach.
Just playing around with his gun. He's just scratching himself.
Well, yeah, you could see a scratch. Like, he's been itching there.
Yeah.
You could see a red line.
With the gun. Like, but who scratches themselves with a gun?
Well, as long as you don't have your finger on the trigger, I mean...
And then you get a hole in your...
something pointy and sharp, maybe. I don't know.
You're scratching your stomach over and over again, Ashley. To the point where there's a giant, now gaping hole in your stomach.
No, he didn't do that. That was a hallucination. He was just scratching it to the point where it turned red. Which, if you grab that water bottle and you keep scratching it, it's going to turn red,
too. But here's my question, Ashley. So, you're in your hallucination. There's now a hole in your stomach. Is your first thought, let me take this hand holding this gun and put it in my stomach?
No, but that
what
was
What the
a,
fuck?
That was a, what do they call that? What do they call that? Foreshadowing.
Well, no, he... because later on in the movie, he takes the gun out of his stomach. So he uses his stomach as a holding place.
So that's not foreshadowing?
Well, it is foreshadowing because it foreshadows him pulling it out, but it's just setup.
Well, yeah, it's setup foreshadowing for
foreshadowing is when he opens the gun and looks at it earlier in the movie. This was just straight here. This is where the gun's going to be at.
It's
going to be
my new
later.
Holster.
First thing he checks is the holster. Like, did I just imagine he tears apart his couch
yeah,
looking for it?
Yeah, because he's like, where'd the gun go? It's just insane.
He just holds it inside his stomach.
No, inside his vagina stomach.
Yeah, it's clearly a vagina stomach.
It was
stomach.
A vagina. You get that very much.
Oh, they drill that home. I'm sorry, I lost the track of mine because this dude is just so weird.
Because a vagina stomach.
Why would you put your gun in there?
Yeah, well, I thought because it's a vagina and you have to stick something
in it.
In
so
it.
You put a gun.
And you stick something pointy to, you know.
Something phallic, yeah.
Create penetration.
Okay.
That's where my thought process went.
Before we move on, did you think that his assistant liked him?
Oh, she loved him.
I had a... like,
she protected him to the end.
Yeah, there was a real... I can stay. Do you want me to stay? If you need anything, just call me.
No, yeah, she... but I don't think it... I don't think it's, like, annoying or desperate. I think it's just, like, true love. Like, she just really wants to take care of him.
Do you think they ever hooked up?
No. I mean, he slapped her in his hallucination, but...
oh, that was the best part. He slaps her. She turns into Nikki. He slaps her again. She turns back to herself. Then he apologizes for slapping her. She goes, you never hit me.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow. That was great.
So she's clearly in love with him. I don't think he notices. And he just grabs other employees' asses right in front of her.
Yeah. Well, it was just one. It wasn't like other employees. It was just one.
He did that right in front of her.
No, he did that as soon as he went down the hall. She probably couldn't see.
So, what did you think of the blatant 80s sexism in the workplace? Just the president of the company.
Like, I mean, it still happens to this day. So, I mean, I think it's normal. I think it's only natural. Maybe I'm desensitized to it because I've been in the workplace for all these
years.
You worked
in the service industry.
I don't know. But, I mean, it seems... I mean, it doesn't make it right, but it is... pretty much what happens in the world.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, that wasn't much of a shocker.
So then, our boy Max, he gets a call from the guy.
From some guy.
Max.
Is this Max?
Yeah.
We have a car waiting out for you. We want to talk to you. And I would have been like, who are you?
The dude owns an eyeglass shop.
Yeah.
And is apparently in charge of Videodrome. So Max goes, and on the way there, watches another tape where the guy introduces everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give him a VR headset and tells him that they want to record his hallucination so that they can help other people who are suffering because he's not experiencing the same thing they are.
That was also very futuristic. A VR.
Yeah.
Virtual reality thing that you put on your head, which is what we have, the Oculus. Or
to be fair, is it really futuristic, or did we as a society just lag? Because in the 80s, every movie had that shit, and it took forever for us to actually get anything. I just feel like we were lagging.
Yeah. And it's very much more smaller now and condensed now. That thing was huge. Why can't we have one like that? Better than this little Oculus thing.
Oh, well, on Double Dragons, I think it's just like basically glasses he puts on.
Yeah. The 80s one is much cooler.
Yeah. So then he sees it and it's Nikki in the TV and he starts whipping the TV. And
well, first he thinks he's whipping her and then it turns into a TV. And then he starts just hitting the TV.
But she still feels it.
Yeah, because she's moaning and stuff or yelling. I can't tell what it is.
But then it turned into that...
to the old lady. The one who was telling him to leave it alone.
Yeah, and then he wakes up in his...
And that's what I found confusing. Why in his hallucination is he hitting her?
Well, I think that she's the first one he killed.
No. How did he kill her? With the whip?
I don't know how he killed her, but he killed her. And then I think when he woke up and she was in his bed and she was like tied up and dead. And then he calls the engineer guy to take pictures. And then he goes into the room and we don't go with him into the room. And then he comes out and says, there's nothing in your bed. It's empty. Because we then find out that the engineer dude all along.
The engineer was behind it.
Was working for the Videodrome people. And he had never actually watched the tapes. That's why he wasn't hallucinating.
So he couldn't see anything.
Oh, I think... Well, that's what we're led to believe. But I think he killed her. And I think he just lied about there being nothing on the bed. I think she was there. Because
she's looking at the bed for a minute or two. He's just like...
And they never show us the bed. If the bed's empty, why not show... But then Max comes in there and shows us the bed.
But maybe it's empty because now the hallucination is gone.
Or the hallucination is that the bed is empty.
What? The hallucination?
Max comes out and says, there's nothing in there. The engineer comes out and says, there's nothing in there. Max goes in there and sees nothing in there. That could be the hallucination. Because we never see her again for the rest of the movie.
That's true.
And they wanted to kill people who knew about Videodrome. And she looked into them.
This is good.
I think he killed her.
Not him. They.
They killed her, yeah.
And put her in his bed. Maybe that's why.
Or maybe it was an hallucination and they put it in there so that he would think he killed her.
Yeah. I could see that.
And how betrayed did you feel when it comes out that the engineer is working for Videodrome?
Oh, I was so mad. I liked him.
I did too.
You like him throughout the whole thing. Because he keeps calling him El Patron.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's...
I was like, this is the one guy he could trust.
Yeah. It's always them, John. It's always that one.
So then they go back to the main boss guy, and they put a tape inside his vagina stomach to order him to kill.
Kill his partners.
Kill his partners and give them Channel 83.
And then the gun, he pulls it out of his vagina stomach.
Yeah.
And it gets, like, hooked onto his hand.
Yeah, like, starts, like, these little nails go... It looks something out of Hellraiser.
It doesn't look like nails.
It looks like screws.
No.
Like veins, almost.
No, it looks like, what does it look like? It looks like, like some robot stuff.
Oh, like wires?
Machinery, robot thing.
But eventually it just became flesh. It looked like it was his hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so he keeps hearing their voice. Kill your partners and give us Channel 83. So they were trying to take over his channel so they could use it to broadcast Videodrome to people.
Mm-hmm.
What is your end goal of giving a bunch of people cancer and making them see shit? Or is it about the control?
Mayhem.
Okay, mayhem. Or
anarchy.
Okay, or the control, because then you could brainwash them.
Yeah, and you can tell them what to do.
So then he does it. He goes there, and he kills his partners. And then his assistant gets him out of there.
That's how you know she loves him. That's how you know she loves him. Then they say to go to Dr. Professor Oblivion's daughter. And she is the one who is like, okay, now she told him they killed your girl.
Yeah.
And she shows him the clip of that.
And she, I think, re-brainwashes him and sends him to kill the Videodrome people.
Yes.
So then he kills the engineer.
Death to the Videodrome. Live the new flesh.
Yes. Death to Videodrome. Long live the new flesh.
Long live the new flesh.
I did love that. They kept saying that. That was their slogan. But I love how he killed the engineer. He goes back to the eye shop. And then the engineer is like, you've done good work for... And the engineer asks that you kill Oblivion's daughter.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, I did. She put up no fight. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, well, I have another tape for you. You've been really useful to us. And he puts
it
in
there. Now, this tape is different than the other tapes. This is a flesh tape.
Yes.
The other tapes are regular cassettes.
Yes.
This one is not black or white. This one is...
red.
Well, it was beige with...
Blood.
Oh, okay. And it wasn't red.
So he puts it in his vagina
the
stomach.
Flesh shape. Which is a vagina VCR now.
Yes. And then he just doesn't let go.
And then it's like he's just putting some pressure down there.
And the dude pulls out his bones.
Yeah, but the bone shape is very weird too.
It's like a hammer almost.
Kind of.
It was the weirdest thing. I was like, I don't know
what
this...
It's like a flesh water. Flice water.
Flice water, yes.
Flesh
water. Flice water. I was like, what? Flice water.
Flice water.
Well, it looked like a little mallet.
I don't know what that is.
Mallet, like, it's like a hammer, but it's square on top.
Wait, like what the judge you just uses?
Yeah.
What the judge uses. Cut that out.
You've lost your ability to speak.
Yeah, I haven't spoken in a while. I thought that was speechless.
And then everyone in the video starts just screaming. And then the dude just explodes and the wall explodes and he walks out the back wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that was
yeah.
such a great death. And then the little girl, Mommy, I want to walk through the wall.
Well, I want to know where all that wind comes from. All that wind.
Well, remember Dr.
From his vagina?
Well, Dr. Oblivion said that you are now video-made reality, so I think whatever he's seeing, he's just making real.
Oh, that's cool.
So then he goes to Pittsburgh, goes to where the main dude is having a convention.
Conference. Or something.
And shoots him on stage! And then gets out of there with nobody stopping him.
I was going to say that as we were watching the movie. This is a good time in America where you can kill someone and walk out and nobody snitches. Nobody snitches. Nobody calls the cop. The cops aren't even on the scene.
I don't think we see a cop the entire movie.
No, we did. We saw a cop once. Oh. And he was sitting
there. Oh, he was sitting at the eye exam place.
Yeah. It didn't even come.
Yeah, he
as all the wind.
He was
all
an
the
extra
commotion.
Dressed up like a cop. He did nothing.
Yeah. But this is the good times in the world.
You're right. When he killed the one dude and blew up the wall, the cop didn't come running into the back.
There was no backup being called.
He was like, I'm off the clock.
This is when a good time, you know? I mean, obviously it wasn't a great time. In the 80s, people still died. But just say it. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? You could walk out and nobody would snitch. That's what I'm talking about, John.
So then he leaves from there, and he goes to the docks where there's a TV in there.
Where'd that TV come from? Where did that TV come from?
It was just sitting there.
It was a hallucination.
And it told him Nikki was back on it and told him, the only way to kill Videodrome is to become the new flesh, and the only way to become the new flesh is to kill the
old
flesh. So he watches a...
Oh, where did that fire come? The TV is a fire.
And he watches a video of him killing himself, then the TV explodes, and then he kills himself, and that's how the movie ends.
Oh, wait. Let's go back. Okay, so when he killed the optometrist guy...
Yeah.
all this stuff came out of him.
Oh, the dude mutated.
I don't understand that.
Like, he just started to, like, convulse and shit was coming out.
I don't understand that part.
I don't know. It was like he was...
Do you think it was, like, the people that he took over their minds? Whoa. And all the yelling and the screaming.
What it reminded me of?
Was it like their spirits or their essence? Okay,
you could go that route. You could go that route. That's one route. Mine, what it reminded me of is like Toxic Avenger and like trauma movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about radiation. And this thing causes cancer. Videodrome causes cancer. This guy who invented it, maybe it was just him.
He was the cancer.
Yeah. And maybe that was just him, the cancer, taking control of him. Consuming him. And it was just like the speed of it was escalated, because it was kind of like it looked like he was mutating, like it was
But I just thought that was the special effects or the
I was thinking maybe that's why they were going that route.
Oh, okay.
It looked kind of like on Evil Dead when the book dies in the first one.
I don't remember what that looked like,
because it was stop motion, and that looked very stop motion-y.
It looked good.
It did.
All of the...
effects were great.
The effects were great. Like, this is way better than what we see in Avengers. Age of Ultron. Avengers Endgame.
So,
way better than The Rock's movie.
Okay. Calm your head. So, because of the movie Scanners, which you've never seen, I've never seen, but I want to watch it. It's like a...
But it's this guy's movie.
Yeah. Because of the success of that movie, he got a budget of $5.95 million. So almost $6 million to make this movie.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to guess how much he made?
From this movie?
How much this movie brought in. The budget was just under $6 million. How much money do you think this movie made?
Oh, not even close.
You think this movie lost money?
Oh, yeah.
So what's your guess?
I mean, I don't know, John. It's
2.1.
2.1 million?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even going to say it was in the millions. It's because this one's... I know Scanners is not about the same thing.
Scanners is about people who have psychic abilities who can make people's brains explode.
But this is so torture. Oh,
so
censorship and sex. So this is a whole different...
Oh, the whole thing is sadomasochism.
What is that?
Like, kind of sexual pain. What is it? BMS? Oh, not BMS.
S&M?
SMM. So it's very much...
BMS? What's BMS?
I don't know.
Bowel movement?
I think it's irritable bowel syndrome or something.
It has to do with bowels. God, John.
You know what I meant.
You're terrible at acronyms. Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Acronyms.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, irritable bowel syndrome. That's what you meant. You're fucking gross, dude. You're gross.
Oh, God. Okay, but you know what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
This movie was all about that. S and M, right?
I mean... I don't think this movie was all about that. I think this movie was all about censorship.
Oh, it was definitely heavily censorship.
I think that's what the bottom line was. But I do think that, yes, that the whole torture porn was definitely the... What's the word I'm looking for? It's what they used. To show the fact that we hold on.
Finish your thought.
Take out the thought. Okay. Right. It was the puppet.
Yeah.
To have the idea of that we do get desensitized and we do wanna mimic the things that we see, and then...
It was how they illustrated it.
Yes, yes. If you will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But yeah, overall, cult classic, I think. I think it needs to be watched for centuries on.
I've heard of this,
I think it's really good.
I heard of this movie from History of Horror. I've never heard of this movie before I saw that program.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you ever heard of this?
No. And James Wood is a very popular actor, so, I mean, you would think, but, yeah, I...
This movie should get more love. The fact that we're 40 years out and a lot of the stuff they kind of jokingly predicted has come true, maybe not in the manner they thought, but...
Is that his name, James Wood? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is his name.
And even the using entertainment to...
James Woods, not Wood.
Oh, there's an S.
Yeah.
But even the using entertainment to manipulate people. I mean, look at the current political cycle. Fake news and all that, and people who watch this news channel think hardcore this way. The fact that the internet is what they were predicting television to do is what the internet did.
Exactly.
The whole thing. Exactly. You use different images to innate a reaction to it. What's come out that Facebook uses negative news articles to get a reaction out of people. Like, they manipulate people by what you read and what you see online.
Yeah.
Everything they predicted television would end up doing.
Television didn't do that.
Television didn't do it. They were wrong. But they were right about the next medium, which is the internet.
Yeah.
Everything they predicted about television came true with the internet.
Yeah.
This movie was so far ahead of its time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really good. I'm going to suggest it. I know that probably some people won't get into it because of the awkward, bloody, torture-ness of it all.
Yeah.
But like you said, that's just you know, the thing that they use.
That's the wrapping to get the point across.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a great actor. I mean, he's a stupendous actor. So you gotta.
After the success of Scanners, they offered Cronenberg Return of the Jedi.
What?
And he turned it down because he wanted to make his own movie, and he pitched a couple, and this is one of the ones he pitched. So he essentially chose to do this over Return of the Jedi.
Well, you know what? George Lucas did a damn good job, so...
But George Lucas didn't enjoy Return of the Jedi.
Okay, well, whoever did. Bottom line, John, it worked out for the best.
It did.
It worked out for the best.
But this movie needs to get a lot more love and a lot more recognition.
It does. It was a great film.
And it's Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of great films are.
Yeah.
A lot of great filmmakers are.
So
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Out of the movies that I've shown you over these astonishing flashbacks, which one is your... Like, out of this or Frozen?
Which one is better?
Which one do you like more? Which one's more rewatchable, and which one do you like more?
I definitely think that I like this one more. Which one's more rewatchable? Probably that one, but Frozen. Then again, that one would get on my nerves. But
why? It was a great movie.
Because it gets on your nerves. But my movies that I've picked are way better than any of the ones you've picked.
You think Bully is better than this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, you're on drugs.
Oh, yeah. Well, as far as which one would I rather be watching?
Oh, I mean, CB4 is more rewatchable than all of these.
Yeah.
By far. Yeah.
So, but overall, this is a great, great movie. It really is.
Alright, well.
You guys have a blessed day. Stay hydrated.
Give us legends.